Hare Krishna. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nivase Sasanyavadi Praskatya Devzatarane. Om Agyanatame Nandasya Jana Jana Salakaya Chaksu Sumilatan Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sa Pandantika Vansa Kalpa Tubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vacha Patitanam Pabhinebhyo Bhai Sandebhyo Namo Namah. This morning while we were chanting japa together, I asked the devotees what brought them to Krishna consciousness. Or you could ask that question in a different way, what causes one to remain in the Krishna consciousness movement? Sometimes I wonder if the two are the same even, in the sense that when we begin chanting Hare Krishna, we have a hope. I remember when in 1969 Prabhupada had visited 26 Second Avenue, Atul. Maybe just move that way if you wish to talk. Thank you. And Prabhupada had just actually established the GBC around that time. And because Prabhupada was elderly, he was already... How old was Prabhupada in 1969?
70.
More than 70. Yes. That's a good answer. It's, one cannot say it is false. It may not be exact, but it's true. So he was elderly, and he really didn't know how long he was going to be in this world. So he did something, as Prabhupada often did, so brilliant, so intelligent. He established a GBC. And his basic idea, as I understood it, of course, his Guru Maharaj had also wished to do that for the Gaudiya Math. But Prabhupada's idea was, these are just young men on the GBC, and let them manage for as long as possible in my presence. So in that way, they could be trained by Prabhupada and tempered by Prabhupada's presence and his association. So I remember when Rupa Nuga Prabhu, who very kindly introduced me to Srila Prabhupada directly, so he was explaining, we were walking very close to 26 Second Avenue, and he explained Prabhupada established the GBC. And then I said, and I said that by the time that Prabhupada leaves, I hope there's at least one pure devotee. And he said, no, by then everyone will be pure devotees. And that was the mood, that you just chant Hare Krishna, and not only will we become pure devotees so easily, but the whole world will become Krishna conscious within a few years. And neither turned out exactly to be true. And what is it that causes us to join the Krishna consciousness movement, begin chanting Hare Krishna, and what causes us to stay when it's not as easy as we thought it's going to be? And it's an interesting question that I'm not going to ask everyone to raise their hands and reveal these very intimate questions that really take some really depth of thought. You know, what was my hope when I joined, and what, and why do I stay, and why do I stay? So one thought I had, and I'm sure there's many, many answers to this, is another thing, another little incident with Prabhupada, that in New Vrindavan in 1969, somehow or another I was giving class, Bhagavatam class in the morning, and the class was about Srila Sukadev Goswami and how he was an impersonalist first and then became a devotee. He became a Vaishnava. So of course, in the class, I had been chanting for over a year already, so I already knew everything. But in the class, and I was saying that how Krishna consciousness was the highest, Brahmati, Bhagavanati, oops, I got it wrong even. Parmati, Bhagavanati, Sabjate, although I didn't know the Sanskrit at that time. And the Krishna consciousness is higher. That's why Sukadev Goswami became a Vaishnava. He got a taste. So one devotee asked a question. He asked the question, how do you know that Krishna consciousness is higher? Maybe it was just Sukadev Goswami's personal preference, that he preferred Bhagavan realization, the personal realization, to Brahman realization. So I tried to answer him, and everyone in the room immediately jumped on him, not physically, but, you know, philosophically attacked him. And so at the end of the class, and it was so interesting because in New Vrindavan, in what they call Nandagaon now, there was one farmhouse building where everyone stayed in, and Prabhupada was just on. There was a iron stairs going up, and Prabhupada was just staying in the attic. So I knew Prabhupada was up there, but I. When I was speaking, I wasn't really thinking that he was listening to my class. So right after my class, I went up the stairs and I saw Prabhupada. So he said to me, "So they put the question to you." And I said, "Yes, Prabhupada." And then one devotee, I think it was Arundhati, asked Prabhupada, "Is it that impersonalists always fall down?" As Aravindak Siva Muktamani Nas. So is it that they always fall down, or they sometimes fall down? So Prabhupada said, they always fall down. And then Arundhati asked a question. That is an important question. She said, why? What is it that makes a soul reject impersonal realization, merging into Brahman, losing all sense of individuality, losing all sense of misery, no difficulties at all, freedom from all troubles? Sometimes that is very appealing, isn't it? Liberation from the modes of material nature. So do they sometimes fall down? Do they always fall down? And Prabhupada said, they always fall down. And she asked, why? And Prabhupada thought for a few moments. And his answer was very simple and wonderful. And he said, because they get lonely. Because it's the nature of the soul. It's everyone's nature to want to experience loving relationship, whether it's in the material world or in the spiritual world. We long for loving relationships because that's the very nature of the soul. And when the soul is separated from his relationship with Krishna, he's looking for that loving relationship, just looking, searching to fill up the loneliness in the heart. So here's one answer to the question. So why do we join the Krishna consciousness movement? What attracts us? Well, why do we join is because we're lonely. We're lonely for Krishna. Whether we have one relationship or many relationships and so many different kinds of relationships, we're still lonely for Krishna, because that relationship is what satisfies us ultimately. Now, here we are chanting Hare Krishna. Here we are having, I would say, a most amazing and meaningful day that we had yesterday, and today also, of course, will be amazing and meaningful, but yesterday and tomorrow will also be amazing and meaningful. But yesterday was spectacular in, from my experience, in the impressions that it made within the consciousness. And so here we are, right next to Giriraj Govardhan, and don't forget that we're right next to Giriraj Govardhan, and here is the dust of Vrindavan, and here is the atmosphere, the unique, sweet atmosphere of Vrindavan. And what happens in Vrindavan is that one gets a glimpse. It's unavoidable, practically speaking, that one gets a glimpse. One can almost touch transcendence. But unless we are fully prema bhaktis, or unless we have love for Krishna, we can't fully enter in. But you can't deny it either, that it's here. It's just, it's so close, and we perhaps feel that we remain on the surface. But it's so close, it's undeniably close. It's transcendent reality is there to experience. It's here to experience. It's enough to give us a taste to know that it's truth. But yet, perhaps not enough to be fully in the presence of that transcendental reality known as Sri Krishna, known as Vrindavan and Krishna's Vrindavan Leela. And that was one of the elements I found so nice about that portrayal of Radha and Krishna with the ghee lamps on the other side, is because it really told the truth about Vrindavan, that you get that hint that they're there, that it's all happening here, but you can't. Hare Krishna. Where is this from? Yeah, where is this from? Who gave it to you? Who gave it to you? Ask the Pujari where it came from, please. Thank you. Because sometimes we want to know the source of the mercy we're getting. What were we talking about again? It was about transcendent, huh?
Glimpse last night.
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
Glimpse,
yes. Yes, yes. Radha Govinda. Because yesterday we heard of how Govinda got his name. So we get a glimpse, an undeniable glimpse. And it's enough, in one sense, to satisfy part of us. But it really pushes one to want just a glimpse from far away. Oh yes, the hint. That's what we saw in the back of Sarabhikund. We got a hint of Krishna's Leela. Radha and Krishna's Leela, but we couldn't quite see everything. That's sort of what Vrindavan's like. You get a hint from a distance. Unavoidably. And Prabhupada even said that even a non-devotee who comes to Vrindavan will experience separation from Krishna. It's just that powerful. But yet, it causes within us, especially if we chant, and especially if we chant with sincerity and prayerfully, a desire to be more in the presence of this transcendental realm with all the activities of this realm, the loving pastimes, to taste the presence more sweetly and more deeply. Now, to give us an idea, well, there'll be a few things going on here. One is, everyone just look at Giriraj, and can the ladies see Giriraj from, can you see Giriraj? Oh, good. Everyone look at Giriraj and just try to capture just a drop of the sweetness that comes from Giriraj. Through prayer, through now, Gopinath Prasad. Just keep looking. No, don't turn away from Giriraj. And just pray more deeply. And chant in your mind. See, we're so fortunate that nothing here actually works in a simple way. Because we get to look at Giriraj for longer. But take advantage of the time to pray to Giriraj, to go beyond the superficial. Superficial means the surface. Now, if you know the system, then everything works perfectly. That's our philosophy, isn't it? But keep looking at Giriraj. Now think, do you want the curtain to fall?
No.
But no one wants it to fall. Now look.
Oh.
In Krishna Leela, now put down the heavy one too.
Oh.
So now we can feel separation from the presence of Giriraj. Now if we can, the heavy one should come down too. So now this was a philosophical introduction to something we're going to see also. Years ago, I put together a slideshow on Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja Day. And it has to do with presence. And sometimes the devotees ask, I'm chanting so nicely, and then, but what's going to happen when I leave Vrindavan? So when we're out of that presence, yes. Did you immediately forget Giriraj, even though out of his association, in that simple way, even though he's there? Now, Srila Prabhupada also had a presence. And I had the experience of, or I concluded, what the secret of Prabhupada's success was in his presence, because he was always in the presence, he was always in Vrindavan, and he never left Vrindavan. And I had the fortune of traveling with him the last, from Australia to Honolulu in 1976, the last time he visited Australia. And I sort of, it took a while, I remember, to sort of relax, because he was so powerful. sort of relaxed a little, took some time to relax in his association. So after I went from Honolulu to Dallas, to Los Angeles and Dallas, and Prabhupada was still in Los Angeles or Hawaii. And then I got an opportunity to do some deity worship on the altar of Radha Kalachandji, who deities, beautiful, big, beautiful deities that, of Radha and Krishna that Prabhupada had installed in Dallas. And the moment, and this was the first time I ever did any real deity worship. Some devotee had asked me to put the deities to sleep. So the moment I stepped on the altar, I was waiting, I said prayers, and then I stepped on the altar, and I understood without any premeditated thought that the feeling, the presence of Radha Kalachandji was exactly the same presence that Srila Prabhupada had, because I had just been with Prabhupada. The exact same presence. And then I understood, at least to some degree, the secret of Prabhupada's success, how he charmed so many young boys and girls. And of course, there was the chanting of Hare Krishna, but how did he get them to have such a hope that they could develop a relationship with Radha and Krishna by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How did he do that? His presence carried Vrindavan. He carried Vrindavan with him wherever he went. So when you were in the association of Prabhupada, you entered sort of a bubble of Vrindavan. And it had that same sweetness. And by that power of carrying the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Sri Vrindavan Dham, he left Vrindavan to give Vrindavan to the world, and as we mentioned yesterday, and then he brought the world to Vrindavan. Now, let's just show this now. Please face our screen here. Srila Prabhupada, not only powerful, but sweet. But remember, Srila Prabhupada is not only sweet, but is also startlingly powerful. Srila Prabhupada, the taste of your presence gives life. Tasting it, I live. You sat on your Vyasa-san, a king on his throne, the founder Acharya of ISKCON. Guru and Krishna's strong as steel, humble servant. O Srila Prabhupada, I again need to taste of your presence. You became happy, and hundreds smiled or trembled at your frown. We cared. And thus you trained us to travel home. We acted beyond our age, our strength, and our capacity as we attempted to please you. and your presence, Srila Prabhupada. The word impossible became an entry in a fool's dictionary. And thus you taught thousands to walk the topmost path of love for Krishna. And now I, Srila Prabhupada, fallen and lowly, again need the affection-filled touch of your presence. O most kind spiritual father, grandfather, wise with oceanic understanding, please nourish my small dry pond with the waters of your presence. Eagles soar, hawks glide high, and gulls skim the ocean waves, each at their level. Please allow your natural compassion to spark your Krishna-given strength. To uplift our flight till it rises in height. To serve you always. In your presence. So we need the presence of the divine, of transcendence. And again, Prabhupada carried that with him. So that now we can see Giriraj again, if the curtains shall rise. Do you miss Giriraj? That the curtains rise effectively and you'll soon be in his presence. Now the important point, or the point I wish to make, is that Prabhupada carried transcendence, the spiritual world, with him. And really, we all miss that spiritual world. If the curtain is down long enough, we forget that it's there. And we forget everything that exists on the other side of the curtain. And that is the condition of the souls in this material world. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we are well aware of, he gave us the oshud, the medicine, and that is the holy names. If we chant the holy names, especially with a desire to be on the other side, especially if we can somehow or another miss Giriraj, miss or feel the lack of association with Krishna, and understand that that's what's missing in my heart. And yes, we have to act practically, we have to move this material thing to here, and that material thing to there, and that material thing to there, but nothing is really going to give us the satisfaction we long for unless the curtain rises and we're back in the presence of Krishna. Now, it is possible, and it happens more than I care to admit, that even when I'm chanting, and even when the curtain is open, I'm not there at all. Part of the reason is because I don't have that attraction. Unfortunately, I don't have an attraction. Rather, I have an attraction for the things on this side, and my consciousness is on this side. And therefore, I always see that at the core of Satchinanda Maharaj's japa classes is always this one point. You're dealing with a person here when you're dealing with the holy names. Establish that relationship. Don't think of the names as separate, as having nothing to do with Krishna, the transcendental supreme personality of Godhead, of Srimati Radharani. That it's personal. I recently heard Prabhupada say this, that the holy names are even more merciful than Krishna. Because if Krishna were here, we'd have to make so many arrangements. But here, with the holy names, all we need is a tongue and an ear, and we can evoke Krishna's presence. But the consciousness must be desiring to be with Krishna and feeling the lack, first of all, accepting the fact that nothing other than Krishna is going to bring me the satisfaction that I want, and then feeling the lack of satisfaction and understanding it's the lack of relationship with Krishna. And Krishna comes in the form of the holy names. Now, what are we going to do with that? Now, when we chant japa, it's a struggle, or even kirtan it's easier, but it's just a struggle to keep the consciousness, the mind, on Krishna. But soon as we make the sincere attempt, Krishna reciprocates with that. He will reciprocate with our sincere attempt. Do you believe that? Krishna reciprocates, thank you, without a moment's hesitation. Krishna reciprocates with our sincere attempt, and in that sense, that's all we really have to do, sincerely try to be with Krishna through the holy names, and he's given the process. You just chant, put your consciousness there, but there's some other things also. There's some other things also. And those other things can make it quite difficult. And that's the other things is what we tend to suffer from, and why we don't get the satisfaction we're longing for. Now I'm going to read you, or not read you, I would rather be singing it, but I can't. Pastime written by Vrindavan Das Thakur from Chaitanya Bhagavat that explains very clearly what is the main thing that stops us from experiencing Krishna when we chant his holy names. So, begin, please. Been singing? No? Lila Kirtan. So,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna.
Keep in mind that Krishna is a person,
Krishna,
and you are calling for him.
Hare,
to again serve him.
Hare Rama Hare Rama
A little quicker.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Everyone say it the best.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Hare
Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Everyone chant
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur says, only by the mercy of a Vaishnava can one attain Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If a person has no love and devotion, his austerities and japa will not help him attain the Lord. Yet, even if he has attained Lord Krishna's mercy, a person who offends a Vaishnava is stopped from attaining ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. I do not speak these words, Vrindavan Das Thakur says. They are the words of the Vedas. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Sachi, proved them true. Mother Sachi, in whose womb Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to this world, once offended a Vaishnava. And Lord Chaitanya destroyed her offense, taught her, and gave her the gift of ecstatic spiritual love. Please, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, carefully hear this story, and by hearing it, and by hearing it, by hearing it, one's offenses to Vaishnavas are destroyed. One day, during a kirtan with all his devotees present, handsome, fair-limbed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rose, and then he sat down on the throne of Lord Vishnu, and he took the shalagram silas, and he placed them upon his own lap. And then he began manifesting his own glory. He said, I am Krishna, and I have descended in Kali Yuga. I am Narayan. I am Ramachandra, who bridged the ocean. And as I slept in the milk ocean, Nara's loud calls broke my sleep. And I am here to freely distribute pure spiritual love and pure devotional service. Ask Nara, ask Advaitacharya if this is true. Now everyone, ask for a boon. Ask for a boon, Srivas. Ask me for anything you want. Seeing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was now openly manifesting his actual position, Nityananda held a great umbrella over the Lord's head. On the left, Gadadhar held betel nuts, and in the four directions, the devotees waved chamaras. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed pure, loving devotional service, and he awarded to the devotees their heart's desires. Now think, what is your heart's desire? Someone said, my father is sinful at heart. Please cleanse his heart. Please make it good. That will be a great relief for me. Someone asked blessings for their teachers, some for their students, some for their children, some for their wives. They asked whatever they wished. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu granted whatever he was asked. Smiling, he gave everyone the gift of pure love and pure devotion. Saintly Srivas said, Lord, to your mother, Sati Devi. Please give the gift of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Everyone wants you to give her that gift. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered very gravely, to everyone's surprise, Srivas, no, I will not give it to her. To her, I will not give ecstatic love for Krishna. He offended a Vaishnava. Therefore, she cannot have ecstatic love for Krishna. Shiva said again, Lord, these words will make us all leave our bodies. You are her son. You entered her womb. How is it possible that Satyamata is not qualified to obtain ecstatic love for Krishna? Your mother is everyone's life. She is the mother of the worlds. Lord, please give up your tricks and illusions and award to her ecstatic love for Krishna. You are her son, and therefore she is also the mother of us all. How can a mother offend a son? That is my opinion. And even if she has offended a Vaishnava, then please be kind and break her offense into pieces. To these words of Srivas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, I have the power to teach her, but I have no power to break apart the offense she has committed to a Vaishnava. Only the offended Vaishnava himself can offer forgiveness. Only then is the offense destroyed. There is no other way. Mahaprabhu continued, please remember how Durvasa Muni's offense to Maharaj Ambarish was finally destroyed. And my mother has offended Nara, Siddhartha Charya. And only when Nara forgives her will she attain the mercy that gives ecstatic love for Krishna. And when she takes the dust from Siddhartha Charya's feet and places it upon her head, only then, by my blessings, will my mother attain ecstatic love for Krishna. All the devotees then immediately went to Siddhartha Charya and told him Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words. They told that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had explained the necessity of Mother Sati taking the dust from his feet. And hearing these words, Advaita loudly exclaimed, Vishnu, 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 do all of you wish to take my life? Through Sati's womb, Sri Chaitanya has entered this world. She is my mother. I am her son. It is I who should take the dust of Mother Sati's feet. I do not understand even a sesame seed of her power and glory. Mother Sati is the personification of devotional service to the Lord. She's the mother of the universe. How can I let her take the dust of my feet? How can you even speak that way? Even a person who, thinking it an ordinary material world, speaks the word Ai, which is what Mahaprabhu called his mother. You can say it if you like. The power of the word Ai is such that the speaker will no longer suffer. Mother Sati is goddess Ganga. They are not different. Mother Sati is Devaki and Yashoda. This is Mother Sati's actual position. After ecstatically speaking the glories of Mother Sati, Advaita Charya entered an ecstatic trance and fell to the ground. He fully left his external consciousness, and aware that this was her opportunity, Mother Sati came and took the dust of Advaita Charya's feet while he was unconscious on the ground and placed that dust upon her head. Immediately, she became overwhelmed and fell to the ground. She too lost external consciousness. And the Vaishnavas, in great happiness, began to call out, Jai Haribo, Haribo! And they made a great tumult of chanting Lord Chaitanya's names. By Mother Sati's power, Advaita was not in external consciousness. And by Lord Advaita's power, Mother Sati was not in external consciousness. They were both overwhelmed by each other's power. And meanwhile, as they both were on the ground in ecstatic chant, trance, all the Vaishnavas chanted, Haribo! Haribo! Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting on the Singhasana, the deity's throne. And when he saw all this, he first smiled, and then he laughed. He was pleased. He said to his mother, Now you may have pure devotion to Lord Krishna. Your offense to Advaita is no more. And hearing these merciful words from the Lord's graceful mouth, everyone called out, Jai, Jai, Jai. Thus, by making an example of Mother Sati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Shiksha Guru of all, He taught everyone to be extremely careful and avoid offending Vaishnavas. Even a person equal to Lord Shiva offends a Vaishnava, that offender will perish. This the scriptures say. And they who will not follow these instructions and blaspheme good people are sinners, and they will suffer birth after birth. And what to speak of others? Even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's own mother was punished for offending a Vaishnava.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone chant.
Dhamma Hare Hare.
So Mother Sachi's offense toward Dvaita Charja was forgiven, and she easily obtained the mercy of Mahaprabhu in ecstatic love. And when I think about all the devotees that malice in my heart to, and enmity with, or envy with, it's very, very embarrassing. And worse, what was Mother Sachi's offense? This is what Vrindavan Das Thakur says. Mother Sachi actually had not committed any offense. And I shall speak later more on that topic. That was the offense that Lord Chaitanya had said that Mother Sachi had committed. But now I will speak about Vishwarup, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's older brother. Please listen carefully, Vrindavan Das Thakur says. Saintly Vishwarup possessed handsomeness that was difficult to find in all the worlds. He was very powerful. He was glorious. He was learned in all the scriptures. He was saintly. He was peaceful. And his body was not different from Lord Nityananda's own body. As he was still a youth, the people in Navadvip could not understand his position as Lord Balaram. And one day, Jagannath Mishra went to a meeting of pundits. and his very handsome son Visvarupa followed behind him. Jagannath Misra entered the assembly, and seeing Visvarupa, the whole assembly became filled with wonder. Handsome, all-powerful Visvarupa, who was Lord Nityananda, Balaram himself, stole the hearts of everyone. And one of the learned scholars, the Bhattacharya, asked, "My dear boy, what are you studying?" And Visvarupa replied, "Not much, just a little of everything." Thinking him only a child, no one said anything more. But Jagannath Misra became unhappy to hear Visvarupa's casual and seemingly arrogant reply. And after leaving the assembly, while Jagannath Misra and Visvarupa were walking home, Jagannath Misra began to chastise his son. "Visvarupa, you have acted improperly. You didn't answer the simple and innocent question asked by the learned members of the assembly. When asked, you refused to tell him the names of the books that you were studying. Do you think yourself more learned than everyone else? And now, because of your arrogant attitude, I will be mocked. I will be embarrassed." Very angry with his son, the generous and fortunate Jagannath Misra quickly walked home alone. Visvarupa, however, then turned around and walked back. He entered the assembly. He was smiling before all the Bhattacharyas, and he said, "Please ask me some questions. Previously, you asked me nothing. Now my father has punished me. All of you, please gather together and ask me questions." Smiling, one Bhattacharya said, "Listen, child, please tell a little of what you studied today." And Lord Visvarupa then fully explained one of the sutras, one of the grammatical sutras. And in their hearts, everyone decided that his explanation was wonderful. The pandit said, "You explained that sutra very well." And Lord Visvarupa replied, "But now I will tear apart my own explanation. I will rip it into pieces." Explaining again, he refuted all that he had just proved. Wonder entered everyone's heart. Three times he refuted his explanations, and three times he refuted the refutations and reestablished the original premise. And everyone thought, "He's very intelligent." Bewildered by Lord Vishnu's illusory potency, no one could understand Visvarupa's actual identity as Balaram, Krishna's elder brother. In this way, Visvarupa remained for years in Navadvipa. And he saw that the people were empty of devotion to the Lord, and he was not happy. He saw that everyone was intoxicated by the world of matter, despite all pursuits within that world surely to end in death. No one understood the glories and auspiciousness of devotion to Lord Vishnu, and they spent their great wealth on festivals for their children and others, but no one performed gorgeous worship of Krishna. And Navadvipa was filled with many learned teachers lecturing on logic, nyaya, and that was actually the sutra that he explained and refuted and explained and refuted. But no one spared one word to speak about bhakti, devotional service. They didn't know anything about devotional service, nor did they speak about devotional service to Krishna. And even if someone did lecture on Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, he would not say anything about devotional service, and therefore his explanations were all dry. They lacked life. And not hearing any descriptions of bhakti, Visvarupa became very unhappy. He looked in the four directions. He looked everywhere. But he found no relief. except in the association of Advaitacharya. Only in Advaitacharya did he find happiness. Only in Advaitacharya did he find the happiness of love for Krishna. And therefore, Vishwarupa always stayed with Advaita. And accompanied by Vishwarupa, Advaita happily tasted the rasas, the mellows of pure devotional service of Krishna Katha. At this time, Nimai Pandit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just a small boy, but his limbs, although they were small, they were very fair, they were very handsome. His hair was gracefully curly. His charming form stole everyone's heart. And Mother Sachi, she would tell her darling son Nimai, Vishwambar, quickly go and call your brother and bring him from the home of Advaitacharya. On his mother's order. Now, please, when you hear this, please see the picture. On his mother's order, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would run to Advaita's home. And there, Advaita sat, and he was surrounded by many devotees. Srivas Thakur and many other great souls were there. And little Vishwambar, at that time, just a young boy, he would enter the assembly from the side and he would walk over to Vishwarupa. And in front of everyone, he would and say, Mother is calling you. Oh, Barobai, come home and eat. Don't delay. Smiling and smiling with the most charming of smiles, the Lord would speak these words before all the devotees. And then, while the Lord would walk in and out of the room, his beauty would steal the mind of all the devotees who were present, and their eyes would follow him as he walked across the room to speak to Vishwarupa. And as he walked back towards the door, the eyes of the Vaishnavas completely were focused on Vishwambar. Everyone was enchanted. They would gaze at the stunning, handsome form of the boy Lord. And completely enchanted, Advaitacharya too gazed at Vishwambar, who actually was the Lord who he himself had called down by his worship with Ganga water and loud cries. And forgetting everything when he saw the Lord, Advaitacharya would stare at the Lord's face. And in this way, using the plea of calling Vishwarupa on his mother's order, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day would visit the home of Advaitacharya. As he gazed at Lord Chaitanya, Advaita would think, this very handsome boy has stolen my heart. This person who now enchants me, he must be my Lord. Who else has the power to steal my heart? That is what my heart now thinks. And understanding Advaita's thoughts, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the super soul in the hearts of all beings, quickly returned home. Rejecting all material pleasures, Vishwarupa stayed only with Sri Advaitacharya. And, as an incarnation of the Lord, Advaitacharya well knew that Vishwarupa would soon accept sannyas. And indeed, after a few days, Vishwarupa left home and became a sannyasi. He became known in this world by the name of Sankaranya, the foremost of Vaishnavas. And accepting a sannyasi's danda, he traveled throughout the land. But after Vishwarup took sannyas, Mother Sati's heart remained broken in grief. She decided within her own mind that Advaita Charya has influenced my son and made him leave home. But she was afraid to offend a Vaishnava. So she said nothing. But within herself she remained unhappy. Her solace was her son Nimai. And looking at him, Mother Sati forgot her grief. And the Lord, by his own behavior, became grave. He stopped his frivolous behavior. He became very grave. And his mother's happiness grew more and more. But after some days, by divine arrangement, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began manifesting his true nature. And at that time, he too always enjoyed pastimes by visiting the home of Advaita Charya. And he would neglect Goddess Lakshmi, and after leaving the happiness of his own home, he would constantly stay with Advaita Charya. And seeing her son so frequently away, Mother Sati became fearful. And she thought, Advaita will take this son away also. And she began to speak to others. Who says he is Advaita? This Vaishnava is Dvaita. He is full of duplicity. He has already driven away one moon-like son of mine, and now he will not leave my other son alone. I am a helpless widow, but nevertheless, no one is kind to me. To the world, he is Advaita, but to me, he is Dvaitamaya. He is full of duplicity. That was the entirety of Mother Sati's offense. There was nothing more than this. Yet, because of this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not give his mother pure devotional service. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, a person who calls one Vaishnava a big Vaishnava and another a little Vaishnava may be peaceful and happy for now. But for how long will he remain peaceful and happy? On the plea of chastising his mother, Sri Chaitanya, the supreme teacher and the Shiksha Guru of the world, taught everyone to carefully avoid offending any Vaishnava. And anyone who jumps over lion-like Lord Chaitanya's order and foolishly offends a Vaishnava will be punished for his offense. No one can protect a person who has offended a Vaishnava. Therefore, one should avoid persons who offend Vaishnavas. One should avoid an offender, even if the offender is otherwise very qualified. Very strong words. A little association with an offender will make one fall down. Thus, by punishing his mother, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed the entire world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of all, to be called his follower is great praise. And without any intention to deceive, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu openly said that Lord Nityananda is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And by Lord Nityananda's mercy, I know Lord Chaitanya. And by Lord Nityananda's mercy, I know the Vaishnavas. And by Lord Nityananda's mercy, offenses are destroyed. By Lord Nityananda's mercy, one attains devotion to Krishna. and blasphemy directed to Lord Nityananda's servants never enters my ears. And therefore, day and night, I happily sing the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who hears this story of Lord Visvarupa becomes a servant of the limitless Supreme Personality of Godhead, and such a person will feel Lord Nityananda as his very life. Lord Nityananda and Lord Visvarupa actually have the same body. This Mother Sachi and some other great souls knew. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who always takes shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Glory, glory to Lord Nityananda, who is thousand-faced Anantashesha. O Lord Nityananda, O King of Gaudadesh, all glory to you. Who can attain Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without first attaining your mercy? Anyone who loses Lord Nityananda will not be happy in this life. Will I someday see Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and their associates all together in one place? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is my master, and with great faith and hope, I meditate with him in my heart. I bow down before Advaitacharya's feet, and I pray that he will always remain dear to me and forever in my thoughts. The two moons, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, are my life and soul, and I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone turn to Giriraj and chant. Chant with a full heart. Have great faith and great hope.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
To see how beautiful Giriraj is.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Chant with great faith and hope.
Hare.
Hope for mercy.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
We want to chant, chant, chant.
Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Now please look at Giriraj and see if you can find a place in your heart, a place in your consciousness, a very deep place, the best of places, where it is very peaceful, but yet there is longing to serve. Because Giriraj is the best of servants, he can help fulfill that desire. Please have hope. But the longing that we have, if we can just find some desire to be accepted as servants of Krishna, Srimati Radharani, O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please accept me as your servant. From that place, if you can find that place, that sincerest of places in your heart, in your consciousness, and offer a prayer to Giriraj, to Guru, to Srila Prabhupada, to Vaishnavas, to Sisi Gaur, Nitai, to Radha Govinda, to Radha Gopinath, to Radha Shyama Sunda. A heartfelt prayer that is humble. Because humility attracts mercy. If we have no need, why will mercy come to us? So find that place and chant the holy names. A little bold, perhaps, in your desire to serve. humble, needing mercy, but yet this desire is somehow there. Please allow me to serve you. Please accept my service by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Prabhupada. My service is not so well performed, but please accept it as my offering. By the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, please accept it. Please allow me to serve you. Please allow my offenses to cease and my taste for the holy names to increase. Please allow me to be kind to others, to serve others, and not want anything in return for that service. It's natural to serve. Serving, desiring something in return is business. It's not service, it's not seva. Find that place in your consciousness, in your heart, that desires to serve. O Lord, O energy of the Lord, O Krishna, O Srimati Radharani, please allow me to serve you. From that place to Krishna, to Srimati Radharani. Chant from that place to Sri Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu, Adwaita Prabhu, Srivas, Thakur, Sankadara Pandit, and to all the Vaishnavas. Chant from that place. I've been chanting for so many years from the wrong place, the place of distracted mind, the place of so many desires, material desires. Now let me chant from this sacred space. Place of desire to serve Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Chant with hope and faith.
Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare,
and again, everyone.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And again all together, everyone. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Dhamma, Dhamma, Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Again, everyone. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Namah Namah Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Dhamma Dhamma Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare, Rama Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Virachaya maya dandam dinabandhu dayam va Katiriha na bhavata kastiranya mamasti ne patatu satukoti namalam va navamas tarapikila payoda stuyate satsukena. O Lord of the poor, do what you like with me. Give me either mercy or punishment. But in this world, I have none to look to except your lordship. The Chataka bird always prays for the cloud, regardless of whether it showers rains or throws a thunderbolt. I am very weak. I am very lazy to do even the smallest devotional service. And so when I hear of the peerless and difficult to perform services performed by the great devotees in ancient times, my heart burns with despair. O Lord, O killer of Agasura, when I hear that your waves of mercy splash everyone from the demigod Brahma down to the most insignificant creature, when I hear of your mercy, then my heart becomes sprinkled with a cooling drop of hope. So now, if you like, you can take out your japa beads and chant some japa of the holy name. Hare Krishna. Try to keep in the presence of transcendence by keeping your consciousness on the holy names and the Supreme Person, Hare Krishna.